Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The D.
Dude, I've seen the D man. He's having a C4 at 7:10 at night. That's...
And that's a 300 milligram caffeine.
That's a big...
Godzilla.
You don't struggle with sleeping there, D?
Godzilla.
I don't struggle, man. I mean, I'm already going to be up with the baby, so...
I told Bob, I said, if I did that, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep until, like, 3 in the morning.
Bro, there's been times where, like, you know, Lambs was saying, you know, you'll be at Bob HQ, it'll be, like, 11 p.m., and he'll crack a C4. I've seen him sit down and have, like, spaghetti and meatballs at night with and wash it down with the C4. It's not human stuff. It's a very move.
It's one
we love our C4s.
Yeah, we love C4. Do. It's one we thing, do. Though, if, like, you're drinking the C4 and you know... you're going to be like streaming for the next 3 hours of a West Coast game. That's one thing. But like he's drinking that. And then after we're done with this, like he's just going to be home and it's going to be nighttime. Like there's nothing going on.
I will say I've realized I drink way too much coffee. I got to really tone it down on my coffee.
How many cups a day are you having, Bob?
Well, I have the double espresso from the Nespresso, same thing you have, Mikey.
Great machine.
It is, but I have the double espresso, which I guess does count
the bigger,
as a
the
double.
Bigger capsule. Yeah.
And
like
I
a ristretto.
I would say I do about 3 of those and a big cup of coffee.
Is whoa! Like to start the day or throughout?
No, that's all whole day.
Oh,
that's
I thought you should start the day.
That's a lot of espresso. My one brother, John, does the same thing, though. He'll drink like, I've seen the man drink like 7 espressos throughout the course of the day. It's just unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
There's never been a time in my life where I've had it all together. There's always something going on. You know what I mean?
I was having that conversation with somebody today, though. I think really, though, as a man, like, there's going to be one thing. You have to pick your poison. There's going to be one thing that, like, you're going to do that, like, is probably shunned upon or it's not the greatest thing. Like, one of those vices. A man needs a vice. A man has to have a vice. You know, one
we
thing
all have
or the
vices,
other.
Man. We all
that's
have
what I'm
them.
Saying. Every man needs at least one. Now, the less harmful they are to those around you, the better, obviously.
That is the man who has it together, though.
Now, is that a real picture or did somebody make that?
It looks fake. It's real.
It's real, dude.
Yeah.
I thought that was AI. That's
just
brutal.
Let him, Joe, just be the fighter pilot.
Brutal. I thought that was AI, Bob. I'm sorry.
It's not good. No.
Looks like your face got smashed in there with the.
I guess you could say
it did. G4, dude.
Holy shit!
Look at that, the G-force.
That is. He's clutching that bag, though, Joseph.
You know what I said? That's literally, it's the literal personification of securing the bag.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
It's a big old bag.
Yeah, it is.
I'll be honest, we haven't done a night pod in a while. I got some juice. I feel ready to roll.
But did we? Well, yeah, it's also the fact that you're drinking a 300 milligram fucking C4.
Dude, when the rep from C4 like calls out the fact that you're drinking like the strongest one, that's a problem.
Our dear friend Craig, Michael.
Yeah, great guy.
Great guy.
When the rep
Great guy.
Yeah, you know.
Our dear friend Craig, not just some random rat.
Yeah, Craig is.
Yeah, you guys have met Craig. I have not. I've yet to meet Craig.
We played a round of golf with him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, see, I haven't had that experience yet.
Now, Mike, I will say, not an ad. W sent these boxers. The boxers are great.
Where did you get them? I don't know.
Yeah,
your package was delivered, Joe. So check through the 1,000 boxes that are waiting at your door.
There's boxes everywhere in this office, dude.
Bob, I'm glad you got yours because he hit me up and asked me if you guys. I was going to ask you guys. I forgot. So the underwear are very nice. That mocha color, the brown. Yeah, really nice. Really nice. Really nice.
Jake Paul hit you up?
Scotty, man. Scotty. You talking to me?
Yes.
That's how he said he hit you up.
He said he hit you up about the boxer.
No, the CEO of the W company.
Oh,
what do you think? I'm talking to Paul on the regular?
He knows what he knows.
Yeah, I know what, Bob. I answered a question.
It's what he does all the time. Bob, I'm so used to it. It goes in one ear out the other now.
Yeah,
it's
just,
no, I can't even ask a question anymore without it being pretzeled.
Something's going on with that camera, D, man.
Yeah, Pete, we can't see you. It's a shame.
You see me now?
No, it's worse. No. Those blinds are just.
I fucking hate these blinds, man.
Yeah, they're killing them. You got to get a blackout. Now, Joe, honestly, I think you need to scrub on the camera, too. You got a lot going on.
I think
there.
It's just. And he's dressed in all white. He's dressed everything.
Wait, this may help. That made it better. That made it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That fucking C4 has got him in a funky old mood there, Michael. Bro, you know what I keep thinking about? Like, granted, it hasn't been too long in the week. It's probably the earliest
gotcha. Ever
with the podcast. But I still can't get over Mikey messaging Schefter about his tweet.
Oh, it is one of the most insane things. Did you hit him up, Bob? Did you message Schefter?
You know, I really wanted to get him on the show.
Try to call him right now.
Don't. Please don't.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? He doesn't answer?
I think he doesn't like. I'm starting to think he doesn't like us. Like, I would call Wink, but you didn't want me to call Coach Wink.
No, Bob, because I wouldn't want to put Wink in the middle. I have legitimate love for Coach Wink, you know, so I don't want him in the middle.
But I think Coach would kind of welcome that, Mikey.
He certainly would. He's a ball breaker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you should call Schefter, Bob. I think you got nothing to lose.
Bro, I
bet you he would answer. I bet you he would. Thinking about it now. It'd be really good for the program to hear what he has to say, Bob.
Oh. Man.
Maybe he'll give Mikey his roses. Maybe this.
Maybe he'll say he never saw it, or maybe he'll say he deleted my number after we exchanged numbers.
He deserves to speak. You know, we say the voice of the voiceless. He literally is voiceless in this. He deserves a chance to explain the whole situation.
I don't think he's got anything to explain. I think he came on the show.
Story speaks for itself.
He did a great job. He came on the show, and then he's got Mikey messaging him that he beat him.
Texted the guy once, Bob. I mean,
no,
it's not.
Bro,
he didn't even say he beat him. He's like, a big win for me.
Never said a big win, Pretzler. I never said that, you fucking Pretzler.
You said
never
said sorry. That. First win.
Sorry.
First win. What was it? First win?
I said. My first official win. My first official.
Okay,
I didn't say big win. I didn't say that.
First win, big win, no difference.
I spent a lot of time like thinking about, all right, like should I have given Mikey more props on the tweet, like him getting it? And I've come to the conclusion that no, I really should
not.
You,
man.
Why, Bob? Why not?
Because when you look at his tweet, it was He was really hesitant to, like, I just wish Mikey grabbed that thing by the fucking balls. But I think that there was PTSD.
I'm like a soldier returning from Vietnam. Really, I am. really am. Yeah, shell shocked. Some would say.
I play.
And you know what, Bob?
You play. Pardon it. You fucking sabotaged Penix to Metcalf from the start with the Kyler Murray trade. You're the originator of the fucking. You're the originator of the whole thing.
The Kyler
that
Murray
was terrible.
Was bad,
that was that so was bad, bad, man. This guy. It was so bad, dude. It was really bad. He called me. When he called me, he was like, "Mikey, I gotta tell you." He was so serious. He was so serious. He really was. It was bad. It was bad. I just got off the course. You can't say anything. Just got off the course with Josh Allen and with who was the other quarterback?
Sam Darnold.
No, not Sam. The other one that you guys are close with. No, the other one that you're close
Kyle
with.
Kyle Allen?
Kyle Allen. Yeah. Just got off the course. Now, listen, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. But I'm going to give you the green light when it's good to go, and it's good to go.
Well, yeah, the best.
Oh, Michael loves a good green light, boy.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
Dang.
You're just nodding. What does it mean?
Give him the old green light. No, because I'm saying that if you got the inside source to give the green light, there's nothing like that's got to get you revved up.
Yeah, some other guy DM'd me this week, and I just can't, like, I feel like it's just off the tail of what just happened, and I feel like it's bullshit. I feel like
it's coming in the form of a DM, it can't be good.
That's what, but the fucking Garrett to the Rams trade came that way.
Yeah, but did that come in the voiceless chat, or was that?
It was not a voiceless chat, Bob. It was just a subscriber. It was a subscriber DM. Okay. It was a subscriber
direct
DM.
To you.
A lot
direct,
of DMs.
Now, this just came direct to me, but this is, I'm not putting this out there. I'm just going to say what he said, but I'm not standing on it whatsoever. I am not. They said that your boy, Joe, was going to get traded to the Panthers, Lucas Van Ness, the defensive end from the Packers.
Why would they do that?
The guy said he saw him in a Culver's. I said, I can't put this out there, buddy. I just can't do that. So I do
Culver's?
Have, yeah, so I do have some screening. Well, I have some screening process. I do. Because I won't just put that out there.
Is that the one that you recently got that you said you're not going
for? I just got it this week. I think it's coming off the tail of the now right. Everybody wants to be the source for the next Myles Garrett trade. And that's not no.
You gotta take DMs at face value. You can't.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful.
If there's anybody that can tell you, it's that man in the white.
He loves a good DM. Loves a good DM.
He had a guy that hemmed him, and he had enough of it. So like I was like, Joe, just block him, like just block him. And he goes, he'll voice message some of them. He goes, let me tell you this right now, you fucking prick, you fucking scumbag. There's in the middle of a breaking 80s, standing on the D box, doesn't tell anybody. Like we knew it was going on, but like just go, not like guys, listen to this. Like you'll walk in and he'll just be doing it. And you fucking scumbag. He goes, I'm going to tell you this right now. He goes, you message me one more time, I'm going to toss you. And it sounded like he didn't know what he was going to say, but he goes, I'm going to toss you like a fucking garden salad.
Oh, whoa, 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 dude, tossing salads out there. Hold on a second, Joseph. That might not have been the best thing to say, I don't think.
Yeah, I was scrambling.
You'll like walk in and he'll be like messaging a hater, like voice noting them. And you just walk in on him doing it. And it's just like, I walked into the kitchen in Pinehurst and I heard him from his room just fucking going scorched earth. And I'm like, Joe, it's just no way to live. Like, don't do that.
The cross-eyed bear, Bob.
What does that mean?
The cross-eyed bear.
What is that?
Dealing with these haters, man. That's the cross-eyed bear.
I've never heard that ever. I got to be honest. I never heard that. I've never heard that expression.
You never heard that saying?
No. No, I haven't.
That's got to be a saying.
It might, it probably, there's a lot of times where Joe says something I don't know and people are like, no, it's legit.
Yeah, he has those. He bats like 30% on those where it's like, oh, yeah.
Silva Slugger. He's a Silva Slugger with the sayings.
Here it is. I got it here. The phrase a cross to bear or a heavy cross to bear refers to a significant, unavoidable burden, hardship, or personal struggle that a person must endure.
But that's not what you called it, though. You called it a cross-eyed bear, like a bear with fucking
cross-eyed. It's the cross-eyed bear.
Oh, I thought, okay, so herein lies the confusion. Too. I heard cross-eyed bear, and I was
what
like,
what the hell is a cross-eyed bear?
That was my, that's exactly the question. That's exactly the question.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the Brentley Lump Show brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. We should have the graphic by now, the graphic for the free throw challenge. So, boy, do we have some making up to do. And I think we can do it. We're going to have the free throw challenge. Mikey's either coming for the hole in one or he's coming for the free throw. I think you got to have Mikey in for the free throw so you can go and you can ride with the boys as well. It's going to be promo code. That's going to be promo code BDS, first $5, first $50, $5. Get you a $50 when you play your first $5 lineup, which is pretty cool. Petey's got an ad read, Mikey's got an ad read, and then we'll get into the program. We got a couple things that we got to talk about today.
Yes, we do. But before we do, I'd like to tell you that we are brought to you by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using a public bathroom without washing your hands. Simply disgusting. Who knows how many germs, or in the case of the public Wi-Fi hackers, you have just exposed yourself to. That's what ExpressVPN takes care of on that back end. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, which is plenty of times in the cafes, hotels, airports, wherever it is, your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank codes, logins, credit card details, et cetera, et cetera. So for the lowest price ever right now, the new lowest price ever, plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's only 12 cents a day. Super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. It's easy to use, works on all your devices. It's also got an optional dedicated IP service engineered with innovative zero-knowledge design. Not even ExpressVPN can trace an IP address back to the user. And for U.S. customers only, select plans include Identity Defender. That's a new suite of tools that they came out with. Also, if you're a Netflix user, there's a lot of shows that you're not able to watch on Netflix because they're banned in the United States. However, using ExpressVPN will give you access to some of those shows. Shows such as Friends, you're not able to watch it on Netflix. If you get ExpressVPN, you'll be able to watch it. So keep that in mind. And that's a circumstance in which I would use it to watch shows that I couldn't. So please protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/brilliantly. That's expressvpn.com/brilliantly to find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/brilliantly.
That was a mouthful.
Dude, no, because he said I had to do the Netflix part.
That, Reed.
Let me express the VPN on that. That was... We got all the V, we got all the P, and we got all the N there, Bob. We got everything and more. What an ad read. Shout out ExpressVPN.
I will tell you. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to go back to back because it's going to be like 10 minutes of ad
reads. Go ahead. Go back and back. Go back.
No,
back.
I can't do it. They'll be up in arms. Bob, that was a whole segment. That, I feel like we just
I was told there were specific instructions for this one. What do you want me to do, buddy? Next time you take the hard ad read.
In I fairness, just get what's taken. What's taken?
We do
to
get
me.
Mikey. Mikey gets all the hardest.
Fucking
ones.
Christ!
Hey. I feel like we just did the buy or sell, Bob. It's like a new segment now starting.
It's the price of leadership, Godzilla. Michael. It's because you do a really good ad read.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
You do.
Hey, it's the cross you bear.
No, it's the cross-eyed bear.
Cross-eyed bear. Yeah.
Something humiliating this week, fucking, and I was hoping he wouldn't see me. You see Jack at that video of me after the airport, bro?
That's wild.
Yeah, it is, Mikey. When you consider going to bag, like to eat before, like going to baggage claim is tough, but it's not even like I ate at like a Chili's. Like sometimes you get off a flight, you're so hungry.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, fuck it. Let's just eat at Chili's, go down and get the bag. I've done that before. I got one of those fucking takeaway sandwiches and sat at a gate and ate it. So, like, that was fucking crazy, and I knew it doing it.
Yeah, I think because it's you that it's exacerbated because people just know our tendencies with food and how we are with food, and you especially. And I just think, I mean, yeah, it's a mentally fat move. It's a mentally fat move. There's no question about it. Sitting at the gate is, you know, those chairs, man, like... They just give me the willies, the chairs at the gates. They just they give me like the heebie-jeebies, man. They're just gross.
Yeah.
I stand most of the time. I got to be honest. I don't even sit in them. And I'm not really a germaphobe person. I just I'm like a little like I don't know what it is. I think I see too many people sitting in them with their shoes off, with their hair all over that. Like they're laying across the chair with their hair on it. Like I just get the willies with all the public seating in the airport. It like bothers me. I don't know why.
You know what I've done at the airport that gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I almost did it again when you're in a when you're in a pinch. We left Chicago. I got to the airport at 6:30 for like a 8 o'clock flight.
Yeah,
maybe even a little bit earlier. I found out at the airport that the flight was delayed till like 2 o'clock.
So
what I would have done, I already checked out of the hotel. So I would have gone back to the hotel. Like, that's enough time to do it. There was another flight at 11. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get the 11 o'clock flight. I just wanted to get the fuck home.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to stay at the airport. I was looking for one. You ever stay at those minute suites? Like, they have it at Charlotte Airport where it's like a little room where it's a big layover airport. So you can go and you can sleep. Yeah, and they got like a little – and I've done it before, and it is. Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like when I stayed.
Who knows what's going on in there?
Oh, first, like there's nothing.
Doesn't FP use those too?
He's the one who introduced them to me. Which, yeah.
Point proven.
Yeah, he's the one who showed me.
Yeah, those things ain't getting cleaned out on the reg, bro.
Bro, I had when I stayed at one, I went into mine. They give you the suite. And the suite, it's like a, it looks like a casting couch type thing.
Oh, right? No.
Mike, it's literally called the Minute Suite.
It is.
For Minutemen, Joseph.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I took a nap. I woke up. I was all out of it. I come out of it. I walked to a Bojangles. I got the gate. Dude, got the Bojangles and brought it back into the suite and did cameos in the suite.
Oh, for, like, dude. Fuck.
It's just disgusting. Yeah, but man. Like, at least you get to lie that.
That's like fucking a hybrid.
The Bojangles back to the suite is just so disrespectful to anyone. That might be worse than fucking in there, is eating Bojangles.
Imagine the next guy who walks
just
in
and smells
like
stink.
Decaying bird.
Oh, God. Good God.
Bow sauce all over the floor. Oh. Just looks like a murder scene. Fucking fried nuggets.
The smell. The smell.
Chicken fucking skin all
dude,
over
dude, you know what it is? Is those, like, the fast food places, like, look, I'm not, I mean, I'll eat fast food, but there is a distinct smell in all those places that, like, you just, like, it's just lingers. It just lingers for a while.
I will say, like, the fat in me, when you first walk up to, like, a McDonald's, when you're hungry, that smell smells sensational.
It does.
When you leave, it smells awful.
Regret.
It's like, smell of sweet sin.
Yep.
The smell of sweet sin, man. That's what it is. That fryer's going, you're walking out, you're like, I fucked up, man.
Tigget used to say that, like, when he walked in, like, he would lose his appetite. Like, you know, when you walk in, you just get a little, you know, because the people that are eating in there, you know, they're the true fucking.
What do you mean inside the restaurants?
A lot of times, the only time I'll ever eat inside a fast food restaurant is on Bob to sports trips. We do it all the time because, like, yeah. In fairness to FP, he drives, so, like, you know, he doesn't want to take it on the road, so we'll go in and sit.
Yeah,
like, I like sitting inside.
I think you see some shit in there. You know,
it's better than going in a Minute Suite. That's for sure.
Yeah. Can't argue that. I've been saying, though, that tactically going inside but not staying necessarily is sometimes the better play than going through the drive-thru.
Yes.
Because people are too lazy to park and walk inside.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now, this is a fat fuck mental thing also, though.
But you see what I mean?
Because I just want my food faster. You know what bothers me at food establishments if I see a waiter? This one thing really bothers me. If a man has long nails... In a food establishment, like long nails. No, Joe, I'm talking about like long, where you could see it's been a long time since they cut.
Yeah, that's not.
I have an immediate issue with that.
Does that get you?
That gets me bad, Bob, because there's no way they're clean. You know what I mean? Nails pick up everything. They pick
those
up everything.
Those are talons, dude.
Yeah, I that bothers me.
You want to see this? What I got from the Waffle House? Okay, me and Dee were sitting at the counter. Look at the wear and tear on these waffle makers. You ready?
Oh, those things saw some action.
Look at this, man. Look at this.
Yeah, those things look like they had been through NOM, dude.
Tell you what, they're moving back there, though.
Oh, they were cruising, dude.
Moving. Yeah. What's on the griddle top there? What is that?
I think it was some French toast there. I think so.
French toast. It looked like fucking, man. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, dude, those just
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we need to talk about is how about Bob ordering pan-fried duck for dinner?
Wait, what?
You didn't see that?
What are you
this guy
about?
This guy, we're in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he's pan-fried duck.
Now, by the way, let's just be honest.
Was this a video?
I'm going to take heat for this.
By the way, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The times when I've done the podcast and I've seen it Four Seasons or something. I get a lot of slack. This guy was sitting in Four Seasons in Chicago in a robe. He ordered Peking duck to his room.
Was this a video?
Oh, there's a picture of it.
Oh, there's a picture. I thought there. I was like, I didn't see a video of it.
No, that's,
oh,
video. It is. No, there is a video, video too. Yeah. I think
you posted a video, Bob. You did a video of it.
Lavish.
Wait. You did a feed, Bob.
Yeah, because they forgot the silverware.
How did I not see it?
Yeah, it was like the most recent one.
Oh man, my my elbow is all fucked up.
Look at that duck.
That came from the hotel.
The old pig king.
No, I got it on Postmates.
Oh, dude.
And so you know what happened? They forgot to give him cutlery. So he had to call the hotel and they charged him a $7 cutlery delivery.
No fucking way.
I got a lot of explaining. I got a lot of explaining I need to do.
Well,
here.
The first thing you should explain is why you're staying at a Four Seasons and you're not going to get the food from the hotel. That's
crazy.
The night before I did, I had the in-room dining.
Okay.
And then I
and how was it? There. How was it?
It was great.
Okay. What did you get? Tell the world.
I got a bacon cheeseburger. I got a salmon filet.
Dude,
this guy orders room service like he just walked through a buffet, dude. It's just like
so. But let me just explain, because I knew going on the trip that I was going to get shredded by these guys. And in fairness, like if Joe made that move, I would give him shit too. So I knew I was going to take it.
Pretty good, by the way, too. No one.
I got let off the hook. I was going to come in the night before everybody else. We were going to be there for one day. I was going to come in the night before. Cameron, my manager, had given me for Christmas Four Seasons gift cards. We were in Chicago. I was like, there's a Four Seasons in Chicago. I'm going to treat myself. And I decided to stay an additional night. I then was going to go check in the Westin with them. But I had a lot of fun the first night. I said, I'm just going to stay here. So that's why I was there.
I don't blame you.
So that's why I had the gift cards. I knew they were going to give me shit.
Mm-hmm.
With the Peking duck, I got it postmated. And it was such a confusing layout to get to the room. So I put the instructions, but they left it at the front desk. I called down. I said, do you mind bringing up the Postmates? They said it's a $7 fee for us to bring it up, which was wild to me. At a four,
you're like, spending $1,000 a night, and I got to go fucking spend $7.
That was absolutely
whoever answered that call didn't pass the Forbes 5-star rating test.
That was wild to me, but whatever. So they bring it up.
So you pay. Wait. It's a long story short. You paid the $7.
You would have paid the $20.
You are bad, dude. You are bad.
What do you really mean?
Just take the walk down the elevator to go get the fucking duck.
No, but I was already in a robe. I was like pot committed. I was in the robe.
What time was it?
Like 6 p.m.
Dude, this is outrageous.
You got Kevin McAllister in the Four Seasons.
I was in a robe already. What was it, 10 o'clock? Yeah. No, it was 6. It was rush hour. It was rush hour.
I got news for you, Bob. You were busting your dad's chops. You're going to be right there. In
100%.
Optically, you know, when we're on a trip, it's not like I'm going and staying off. This was the first time that this had happened.
Yes.
And I knew staying, I was going to go to the Westin the next night. And I was like, you know what? I have these gift cards. I'm just going to stay. Optically, I understand it's a really bad look.
Okay, so you pay the $7, they're bringing the duck up.
Paid the $7, they bring the duck up, there's no silverware, and that's Postmates' fault, not Four Seasons. I was not about to call back and say, hey, can you now bring up silverware for another $7? So I got chicken thighs with the Peking duck. They were chicken thigh skewers. So I ate the chicken thigh skewer and then would eat the side of broccoli and
he was stabbing at it like it was a spear.
You are such a
He was taking the skewer and he was using it as a spear to stab the broccoli.
You are. No, just eat it with your fucking hands at that point, Bob. Like, what do we do? Just medieval times that shit and just fucking eat it with your hands, dude.
By the way, duck's not easy to eat, too. Like, that's got to be tough. You had to be.
Yeah. How was the hoisin sauce that comes the plum sauce, Joe. You know what I'm talking about?
Hoisin sauce, delightful. You get the little pancakes.
They didn't do the pancakes. They did like rolls. The rolls did not travel well, but the duck was fine. And then I got a Diet Coke as well. The Diet Coke was warm. So I went to the mini bar. I took a cold one and replaced it.
Guy's just playing chess with his meal, man. I don't know if it's possible to have that many fucking dilemmas in one meal, no, in one like sitting.
That is just. I mean, that's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right there. That's an entire episode.
Sat next to Bob Costas at breakfast.
How is Bob?
It seemed good. Did he say hi? It looked like a production meeting. Mm. It was pretty intense, so I had nothing for him.
Yeah.
Optically a really bad look, so I'll wear that.
Bob, you should enjoy yourself. No one's busting your chops. I just think it's hysterical that you're staying at Four Seasons, then you're ordering Peking duck from a DoorDash when you probably got an array of unbelievable food items. And by the way, your food ordering, when you order, you the get worst. Things that I would never Damn. Eat. Like to get a Peking duck delivered is one of the, like, you know, I would think like cheeseburger or like tacos or maybe even Chinese.
He had a cheeseburger the night before. He wasn't going to get a cheeseburger. Yeah, again. Cheeseburger.
Well, he did cheeseburger and then he did a salmon fillet on the side.
Yeah, I mean, he needed his omega-3s. Bob, by the way,
Bob, tell me with that salmon and that bacon cheeseburger, there had to be dessert in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did the mini bar. But you know what I was telling Joe?
What do you mean the mini bar? Like almonds?
There had to be candy in there.
Yeah, almonds. They had cookies. I had M&Ms.
He really was like Kevin McAllister. Checked in at the Plaza Hotel. Yeah.
By the way, I told Bob that he could go to the Plaza and you can order that Sunday, the $50 Sunday.
By the way, did you see what it looks like, though? It's a little lackluster with the sides, though. I saw the side accoutrement. I think the Sunday that we got at Fort Charles was a lot
that
more.
That Sunday will go more. Down in folklore, yeah. Man.
I was not impressed with the Plaza Kevin McAllister Sunday. I saw
Is that so?
I was not impressed, Bob. I was not impressed by it. It doesn't look like it did in the movie when the guy brings the fucking card out. I can tell you that.
The card was nice.
Dad, the guys can't hear you, but they were just busting my chops. You would absolutely hate this. Do you know when I stayed in Chicago at the Four Seasons, I got delivery of a Peking duck, and the Four Seasons charged $7 to bring it up to my room?
You couldn't go down and pick it up?
I mean, yeah. Tell them that's exactly what I said.
That's exactly what they said.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is a father concerned about his son. That's what this is.
That's absurd.
It is.
$7, and then on top of that, they forgot the silverware, so I didn't want to call for silverware.
I saw your video.
Yeah.
Actually, it was pretty funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I will I'll call you after the pod.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
I'll tell you what, Michael, that doesn't look terrible. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
There's not enough on the side there. There's not enough sides. There's not enough sides.
It looks
with
like
that.
You got sprinkles.
And what do they whack you for that?
$50.
Man.
I wish I saw my face when I missed that Fort Charles dinner and Joe put up that story of that Sunday and
that
I
was
had
a dinner
been
you
craving.
Knew. I would have liked to see it.
Now that's the one in the Home Alone that looks much nicer.
By the way,
a lot more going on there.
It still bothers Cuzzy so much that Mikey said the steak wasn't the best.
He was DMing me today again about it.
Yeah, he won't again. Let it go. It bothers
no.
him bad.
Yeah, I didn't say the steak wasn't that great. That's not even what I said. I said
I know what he said.
It reaches a point with these upper class steakhouses.
I knew what you were saying.
That's all I was saying. That was it. I thought
Mikey ate. You should have seen how much this guy ate. Plus, he brought every doggy bag known to man home. He looked like you shopped at Costco.
You know what? Why don't you tell the real fucking story instead of fucking saying the pretzel jobs again? You and Cuzzy insisted. You insisted. Bob, you had to hear the lines. They were, oh, you got a family. You're not going to bring home food? What about your wife? What about your kids? What about this? I was like, I don't want to carry all these fucking bags. This is insane. This is fucking insane.
Was Holly not thrilled that you brought it home?
She was happy.
Yeah.
Mikey, did Mikey have the driver bring him back?
Bro, I had to get an Uber to go home. I was in the city. How was I going to get home, Bob?
Illuminated
There was not an illuminated. It was a fucking Uber. It was an Uber. That's not true. Again, another fucking.
I'm joking.
Thank you.
I just think it's so funny because it is such a Jersey thing, and Mikey's friends do it too. Like the drivers, like it's not many people do it. Everybody just does Ubers now. They love like the driver with the sign at the airport. Now, you know what I'm saying? They
in the full tux
at the baggage claim. Like, I don't even know how you call those guys anymore.
Oh, yeah, you know? No, I don't. Yeah,
I don't
even
know how you get a hold of those
go guys. First.
Yeah. In fairness, look, Joe, if you did, like, I thought about it, honestly, you just got to wear it. Because, like, if Joe did the fourth seasons thing and the duck.
Yeah, you got
it would be the first thing that was being talked about.
I don't think it's that bad until the part where you didn't walk downstairs and you paid the $7. That's where the story starts taking a crazy turn.
Well, to me, the thing was me getting there a night before the guys, which, by the way, that was the plan. I was going to get there a night before and then staying with them. Staying in a different place at a Four Seasons is not a good look. That was not the original plan, and that I didn't feel great about, to be honest, because that's just a bad look.
Even if you did want to do that one time, it's not the worst thing. It's not like you do that regularly. And by the way, when we do travel, it's not like we're staying at, you know, the most lavish spots. Like we stay at
regular hotels. Regular.
I mean, we'll stay at like decent spots, but like there's been a few times we stayed. Remember that place in Long Island, the La Quinta, Bob? It looked like there was a murder in the hallway. It was horrifying. So like we're not staying at, like, I don't think there's anything wrong from time to time. Like you said, sometimes you got to treat yourself a little bit. But I will say that the whole Peking duck thing, to me, that is just
crazy.
And it's also too, this goes back to my original theory that when I do something, it's always magnified to another degree, that if someone else in the group does the same shit that I did, it's not nearly as much of a story.
You know what, Pete? You're a pulverizing guy. Yeah.
Polar up. Polarizing.
I always do that. Yeah, I always do.
You're a pulverizer. He is a pulverizer too, though. He's a bruiser. He's a bruiser.
I'm having a tough episode, man. I'm having a really tough episode. We haven't even
got to ask Bob yet.
Yeah, that's true.
How bad was last week's Bass Bob? Dude. Oh my God, was. Like, from your guys, like, knowing that it's Walt Disney and watching me go to Dean Martin had to be such a joy. Like, I'm so envious of you guys getting to enjoy that the way
Bob,
you do.
Bob, the funniest part of that is you said the Rat Pack, and Walt Disney's known for the mice. Yeah. So Mike is like, it's more of like a mice man, you know? It was so good. Yeah, it was good. Like, you could not have paid. Sometimes that's why I said people think it might be scripted, because these things play out beautifully.
They do. It's like watching, like Beethoven write a symphony sometimes. It really is. It unfolds magnificently.
I will say, though, prior to this past week, you were on a bit of a tear.
He was doing good, crushing it.
The Ask Bob, like golf, you could have four or five really good holes, and then it could just unravel.
It's true. That's kind of what has happened.
That's where I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that time of the week again to remind you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app out there with over 35 million downloads, with over 70,000 listed live events, from concerts to sporting events, special events, whatever you think you could go see live, I bet you SeatGeek has it listed on their app. And the best part about SeatGeek, you enter your geolocation in there and you could scroll through, and it's got everything in your neighborhood listed for you right there in the app with the best prices available. World Cup in full swing. Each ticket rated on that scale of 1 to 10. You look for the green dot. When you see the green dot, it means it's a good deal. If you see the red dot, it means, like a traffic light, you may want to stop and think things over for just a second. And of course, the boys have a code for you guys. You could use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our friends at SeatGeek.
I'd like to let you know that the buy or sell this week is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp. Now, we've been helping people for a long time, and we want to help you get the help that you need from BetterHelp. So go ahead. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel picks up. Kids are out of school. Adventure is focus. For others, juggling it all can be tough and can lead to overwhelming, counting the minutes down until the kids are back in school. So, what are your summer plans? Do you thrive or are you surviving? Don't simply survive. Make sure that you're in a good spot. Right now, you can help yourself with BetterHelp. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off of betterhelp.com/BDS. That's better, BETTERHELP.com/BDS. Helping others help you. BetterHelp.
Okay, let's go on into, let's get on into the buy or sell. If you boys are okay with it, I got to start. I'd love to get us going now. We're actually recording this the earliest time we have ever recorded it. So by Tuesday, Lord only knows where this series will be at. I think there's a chance where the NBA finals could be over. So that's apologies crazy. There for doing it that early. But we're here after game three. I hate to label the whole fan base because it's such a small portion of the people, but the videos coming out from outside of Madison Square Garden of these people wearing Spurs jerseys and getting beaten. Like getting punched. And you know, there's somewhere you could see there's like a little thing before where the Spurs fans going back a little, they still don't deserve it. I saw some videos of guys like literally just minding their own business, not wanting to take the jersey off. And then next thing you know, they're gushing blood. I mean, it is so hard to watch. I mean, it's a disgrace what some of these people are doing or what it has led to. And again, that is not to, you know, it's such a small portion. So I wouldn't point the finger at Knicks fans because Knicks fans, most of them don't agree with it. But for the select few that are letting it get to that point, it's unheard of. It's crazy.
I don't know when it turned out that you just can't wear an opposing team's jersey to a sporting event anymore. Like when I was younger, we would go to away games and we'd wear jerseys of the other team. Now it wasn't the NBA finals, but like at the same time, it's like, you should be able, it's a free country. You should be able to cheer for your team. Like that doesn't make you that like a bad person or an enemy. It's just like, people don't know how to lose anymore. I don't know. It's very sad.
It is. It is. That's, you know, people go to these games. It's like, yeah, you should be able to wear an opponent's jersey. It's almost, you know, if now you're going to Madison Square Garden, is it really worth it to wear a Wemby jersey, which isn't fair?
There are certain places that I just think that you just don't do it. Like you don't go to Philadelphia and wear an opposing team's jersey.
No,
like, you got to be out of your fucking mind. You got to be out of your fucking mind. Yeah, I mean. It is. It's a shame. But like at the same time, like I just wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like I went to Bears Eagles last year and I didn't wear a single thing that said Bears on it. I'm just not about to get like into an argument with anybody over something like that. Like it's just
I also and it's sad that this is the case, but I think it'd be worse for you because you're a big guy. So I think 100%. more people would like challenge you or try to fight you because you're a big dude. Like
I've been,
which is ridiculous.
I've been to countless Bears, Giants, Jets games at MetLife and have worn Bear stuff. And I have been
people yelling at you and stuff. Like what?
Just like anything you could possibly imagine, chirping this, that. Like it's one thing, like you know, but these guys, they get like in your face. And I got to tell you something. The Jets fans weren't as bad as the Giants fans. The Giants fans were worse,
really?
From my experience. Yeah, and I mean, one incident really like came close to like this guy like really, really like got up in like my face, and I was like, dude, like what the fuck are we gonna do here? Like, what are we? So now for me, it's like I don't really, you know, if I'm gonna go, I really don't even go anymore.
That's disgusting, so like, man.
People were busting my balls when I went to the World Series game with Narod. You know, with Dodger, it's like why would I even bother? Like,
in that case, when you're with your girlfriend or your, you know, your wife, at that point, it's even worse because then who knows what some of these people are capable of.
Or if you're with your kids, like if you bring your kids, are you really, is it worth it?
Yeah, no, deal with that. Like if I would bring Dom Gab to like a Yankee game, no problem in their Yankee stuff. But like, I also know, like, I was looking at a calendar actually, and I saw a date that I liked, but it was against the Red Sox. And I knew right immediately, I was like, even though it's at Yankee Stadium, I don't want to bring them to that because I know how the Yankees fans are with Red Sox fans and vice versa. I know it's going to be cursing. It's going to be a lot of really crazy shit that gets said. So like, I just it's an environment I don't want to put myself in too much.
So Mikey, did this guy like get into your face? Cause he got the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was pressing his luck, and then I think one of his butt. I mean, listen, I was at a Rutgers game in a fucking Ohio State jersey, and a guy in a Rutgers shirt came up to me and wanted to fight me, and I'm just like, "What the fuck is like? What the fuck that's is going crazy. On?" It's just like, that's crazy. And usually one of their buddies will just grab them and be like, "Yo, like, let's not do this." That's what happened in both these cases, but it's every time I wear. That's why I really just don't wear stuff anymore to opposing teams' places. I just won't.
You
do
would
it.
Like to think just if you're if it. I was with Luca. And you're walking and you're wearing
they
a jersey.
Care,
they wouldn't do something.
They don't
no?
fucking care. They
yeah. That's just, that's disgusting then,
it
you know?
Is what it is. Yeah, it's, yeah. It's,
like, what are we in the Roman Colosseum during a fucking gladiator fight? Like, come on.
Yeah, man. Some of these fans, man, it's just, it's crazy. I remember, I don't know if I've told this story, but we were at the Knights opening night. It was a Bob the Sports trip. And they do this thing where somebody goes into the penalty box and like the fans on the Jumbotron, they go, shame, shame.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I swear to God, I turned to Jet, like, because we had a guy like dressed as Elvis, like standing up going, shame. I'm like, I turned to Jet and I was like, could you imagine, like, could you imagine going to one of these things and doing that? As I say it, we turn around and Cutsy's standing up and he's going, shit.
At least he wasn't dressed up as Elvis. You might look a little bit like the king if you shaved your beard, Joseph, with the hair. You could look a little
yeah,
bit like
Yeah, I'd have to lose I some LBs.
So. Well, in his later years, in his later years.
Oh, Elvis. Fat Elvis?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. No, I didn't say fat. Elvis. I said in his later years. I didn't say fat.
It was implied.
Did you see? Yeah, I saw the sandwich that Elvis used to eat, bro. The peanut butter with the jelly and banana. Have you ever seen the calorie count on that thing, dude?
What? Yeah, what's that?
Oh, like, it's like 2,000 calories. The sandwich he used to eat. It's fucking crazy.
See, but
dude.
That's not like I think the more I think about it, like I think about that Danny and Coop's cheesesteak. I think that's got to be the highest caloric sandwich I've ever had in my life. Besides the Tolercio's, your sister's ass. Like, because that guy
just wants to. I respect that guy's Thank hustle, God. Eric. He's a good guy. I respect his hustle, but it does feel like he wants to put people in an early grave with these sandwiches, bro.
Bro,
like it's crazy.
They use as the bread. It's the mozzarella,
fried mozzarella, like loaves. It's just nuts. It's just nuts.
Hey, they do a good job, though.
They do. They do
a good job.
They do.
all right, let's go to Pete. Let's go to the D-Man.
One I talked about with Bob, and it's good. I'm going to save that one.
Okay. Because last week you did two.
Did he?
I'm only going to
do
one.
He did a buy
one.
And a sell last week. Yes. So I was like, is this going to be a new thing where he just does a buy and sell?
Well, the segment's called buy or sell. I'm just doing both. No, I'm going to sell. Mikey, you're not going to like this one this week, but it needs to be stated. It has to be stated. And, you know, guys wearing the team's jersey right there, or the polo, whatever you want to call it. The Chicago Bears, the fact that this franchise, the state that owns them, cannot pony up and make sure that they stay in the state of Illinois is honestly, Michael, and I'm not coming to you as a Packers fan. I'm coming to your defense. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. It's pathetic. Mm-hmm. It's sickening for a franchise that just absolutely just like you had one of the best
had a great
years
year.
You had.
Had a
oh,
great
my
year.
God. And then they can't even. And so now you're going to be the Indiana Bears. And my God, what an absolute disgrace that you like a Bears fan has to go to Indiana to watch a Chicago Bears game. And I'm not like poking fun. Listen, I got my licks from the Chicago Bears this year, this offseason. Let me say that. And still those daily cold cuts videos are still going out.
That guy, he's obsessed. He just posted a fucking story and tagged Joe in it. He goes every day. This is insane,
Bob.
By the way, this story. Look at this. This is Joey Cold Cuts Daily. He just posted this. How sick is that? He just posted that.
Gutsy
this guy doesn't stop,
the,
dude.
Gutsy is all over the – like, he is really –
They don't
like,
give him a break, man.
Everywhere.
They really don't give him a break. It's not right. Like, the cross man,
there.
Give the man some
Is he still
peace.
Posting the same video
oh,
of Joe?
Like
he posts
hundreds,
it every day.
I think yeah. it's almost every it? Day.
What
go to the, go
the,
to the
back,
page.
It's the video. The video of him laughing.
Mike follows the page too. Let's just.
Does he really? Do you follow?
No, I don't, man. Another pretzel job. Look, look what that says right there. Follow back. Okay, I don't because out of solidarity for Joe.
Can I see the video?
Jordan Love is cooking, bro. What a touchdown. This game is blown open. If they keep giving this guy time, this guy right here, I told you, he's got a lot to prove. 14-3 Packers. Let's fucking go. What a start. And we get the ball at half. Now let's just keep the pedal to the metal. We're not going to stop.
This I hate Matt LaFleur, dude. What a fucking I hate Matt LaFleur.
Dude, look.
Well, different variations of them. I'm telling you, Bob, that's the only page. And Caleb Williams, the Iceman, actually likes the story.
Yeah, that is tremendous. That is funny, I'd love to get Caleb on the program. Would be great to get Caleb on here. But yeah. Yeah,
so
no,
anyways,
look,
going back to what I was saying.
Yes, yes, right, Joe, you're 100% right. But I'm going to tell you this. The mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois are just total train wrecks. These two guys are total train wrecks. I mean, they blew this. They blew this seven ways from Sunday. They didn't want to pony up any fucking money. They didn't want to do anything. Now you see what's going to happen. They're going to lose this fucking franchise. They're going to lose them. Crazy.
And it's absurd, by the way. It's not like the Chicago Bears are like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're a storied franchise. Like, they're one of the oldest, most storied franchises in the league. Soldier Field is an iconic stadium. The fact that they couldn't even rebuild it or renovate
They had to move, though, Joe. Like, they couldn't stay there. Like, that stadium, all due respect to Soldier Field, it's nostalgic. It's great. It's, I mean, it was awesome when I went. The experience stinks. The tailgating, you have to walk like a mile away to tailgate. It's a disaster experience for the fan to go to Soldier Field. It's not a good spot. It's not.
I mean, fair enough, but I'm saying,
but they
like,
should have kept it in
Indiana.
Yeah, no, it's if I was a resident of Chicago, like an actual Illinois native, I'd be furious. But the fact that I'm in New Jersey and like I'm going to root for them either way, I'm not from Chicago. You know, there's plenty of teams in the NFL. I mean, the Giants and Jets, they call themselves the New York Giants, the New York Jets. They play in East Rutherford, New Jersey, 10 minutes from my house. Like, that's, like, it doesn't, that part doesn't bother me. I feel bad for the people of that area that no longer now have their, I agree with that.
Jersey Jerry bought his house in plans for it to, in, like, Arlington Heights. I could be wrong about where exactly, but in, like, Arlington Heights, thinking that the Bears were going to get the stadium there. So he bought the house and he was going to Airbnb it. And he had like another place in mind. So he went all in, like made it, designed it like to Airbnb. And now he's banged. Like, it was an old dentistry office that he got his house.
The best laid plans of mice and men, Bob.
Bro, when he moved in, he would open a drawer and there would be like a dentistry tool in there. Like, and
oh,
then he had to,
my
there
God.
Was blood on the on.
Oh,
the,
oh
yeah, Jesus. Yeah, dude.
Sounds worse than that fucking minute suite that you stayed in the airport. Jeez,
did he come out and say something when he heard that they're going to Indiana?
I saw he was furious on Twitter. Yeah. I actually, now this makes a lot of sense because I had no idea about that, Bob. So now it makes sense. I was like, why does he care?
Mike,
I was like, why does
you
Jerry
call
care?
Him? Because it doesn't work for mine. Can you call him and ask? I mean, it'd be good to call him.
I can, but I don't think he's going to answer. But
yeah, I'll... yeah. Just that. Tell him we're on the Brilliant Dumb Show and ask him. Every time I do it, my whole computer shuts down.
Why?
I see. It's like the way I have it set up with the mic. It like freezes.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Should I try, Bob?
Yeah, that
maybe if you try, then it'll be like, why is Mike calling me? Then Joe's calling me. And then if he doesn't answer for Joe, Bob calls and he'll answer. Oh, no, Bob can't because of the computer.
Did Jersey John, Don, did the Don forget his roots?
Can you hear that? Yeah. Can you hear that?
At least you didn't get FU buttoned.
Come on, Don. No, he's probably listening on.
Oh, you know what? I think they have a Bush gaming thing or whatever he's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think
back
so.
Back to Bush. Yeah.
I thought I saw
that. Telluride gaming? Is that what he calls it now?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what was a great, a very underrated moment of the show is when Gutsy called Johnny Manziel and it was like, hello? Like, it was like almost like a... It
yeah, he changed
like
his number. That was tough. I do have his number now, but that was a tough scene.
Yeah, I'm going to buy... I think I'm going to buy the... Well, again, like, we're recording so early, who knows where this series is going to be, but I am buying a million times over the best professional sports postseason series, maybe one of the best ever, is this Vegas Knights and Carolina Hurricanes series. I mean, this is as good as you could possibly get. Goals everywhere, 9 goals, 7 goals, 8 goals, 9 goals. I mean, this series is on fucking crack. It's back and forth. Knights win a game. Canes win a game, Knights win a game, Canes win a game, comebacks, goalies almost non-existent because of how good these two teams are. It is as good of a series, Joe.
That's great.
Joe, it's so good, man. Like, and I just feel like, and I said this the other day on Twitter, I just feel like hockey is so close. I feel like hockey is so close on the precipice of becoming like a sport that really is close to the popularity of football. I really think it could get there.
I would love that.
I think it could get there, but there's just something about the regular season just doesn't suck me in the way the playoffs does. And the playoffs, I could watch any team. It doesn't matter who it is. I could watch any of the games, but for some reason, the regular season, I don't know if it's too many games, so it's a little, you know,
they don't
exhausting.
Have that many games. They have 82 games.
That's
like,
a lot of games, Joe. But
that's the same as the NBA. It's no different than the NBA.
And the NBA regular
they,
season.
They can't
is...
suck people in for the regular season for the NBA.
I will say, if you don't have, if you have a team, like not Mikey, that you start start watching the Devils, like it's fun. Now, the problem with me is being on the East Coast. I'm a West Coast team that I cheer for.
Yes.
It's tough because there's games that are 10 o'clock at night, and on a regular season game, with all due respect, I'm not going to stay up, especially last year, the Canucks were the worst team in the NHL. But it is exciting to watch. Like when we lived in Vancouver, every game we'd watch, and it was awesome. I think it's just like, there are markets for it, but then if you go to like the South, they don't even watch hockey. Like,
yeah,
it's just-
and that boggles my mind because I do think that if those people who like SEC football and
oh,
like,
they'd love it.
I think if they watched it, they would love it because man, these guys, they play their balls off. They're playing with torn ACLs. They're playing with their teeth knocked out. The one guy took an 87 mile. Who was the player on
McNabb,
the night?
McNabb.
He took an 87 mile an hour fucking fast puck off his nose. Like these guys, and he's back the next game. These guys are fucking nuts. They're nuts. And this series, and it doesn't matter how nuts they are. We've been saying, I've been talking about playoff hockey last couple of years. This Stanley Cup final is just so good. I'm praying it goes to 7 games because it's so good. I don't want it to end. I'm pissed off. It's got to end. But I'm buying it with every fiber of my being. It's fucking amazing.
You know, I was watching the game last night. You know what I don't understand is the people that can bet +1.5 on teams and then having to sweat the empty net that you're going to get.
It's a great,
like, I just couldn't imagine like the juice that you pay. Like I'm a big -1.5 guy because of that. I can't
the
fathom people. Yeah, I just don't get the +1.5.
Sometimes
you're gonna
sweating
have to
that
sweat
-1.5 out though when you need an empty net and they can't get the puck out and then they ice it and they misses the net or hits a post. It's brutal.
I don't think there's any more exhilarating bet hit than playing the more than. Let's call it the more than. Okay, some people call it the over. We here at PrizePicks we call it the more than.
That's right.
The more than puck to the goal total and you get the empty netter. I don't think there's anything more exhilarating. It is one of the highest gambling highs you could possibly have. It's unreal. Unreal.
Well, you see, last night they just fired it off the freaking board. It was like a fluke.
But that's what I'm saying. How about the one, Joe? The one earlier in the postseason where the puck rolled on its side into Oh my god! Like that is just—it's too good. It's too fucking good. Playoff hockey.
Goodbye, Mikey. Goodbye.
Too good, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's been the last like 5 Stanley Cups. Like, when's the last time you said, "Oh, that was a clunker of a series"? It just always hits like that. Yeah. Remember the Panthers Oilers was nuts.
Yeah,
was that last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was.
Did that go 7 or 6?
7, yep. I think.
Did it go 7?
I the think year it went before 7. Went 7.
I thought it didn't. I thought it went 6. I thought the Panthers finished them a little quicker, no?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it went 7. It could have.
The reason I remember so well, remember I was in the at the Panthers game and I left to beat traffic?
Oh, it went to game 6. Florida won 4-2.
Yeah, to beat traffic.
To beat traffic. They were up like 3-0, and then, of course, they tied it up.
Well,
it was
and
like
then
the game
and,
of the year.
And then didn't McDavid win the postseason MVP and he had to take the award like at the right, Joe? That's yeah. crazy.
Well,
so
last year went to 6 games, and I think the year before went to 7.
The one I remember. The
I was at game series. 7 that year in Florida. When we won, remember there people were calling me a fucking traitor because I wore the Florida Panthers jersey to get into the game 7 of the Stanley Cup final. The sweet.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Brantley Adams Show is brought to you by Keeper Security. Keeper is a password manager that creates strong, unique passwords for all your accounts, stores them securely in one place, and logs you in automatically across all your devices so you never have to remember, guess, or worry about your login credentials again. For businesses, Keeper takes the chaos out of managing access for teams so they can securely share logins, control permissions, and protect sensitive data without slowing down day-to-day work. Right now, Keeper is offering our listeners 60% off personal and family plans at keepersecurity.com/dumb, D-U-M-B. This offer is only for podcast listeners. That's keepersecurity.com/dumb for 60% off personal and family plans. Make sure you use our link so they know we sent you. keepersecurity.com/dumb. Let them know the Brantley Dumb Show sent to you there. All right, boys. Look, need a bounce back. Need a bounce back bad. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just have to have it. Ask Bob. Where do you boys want to start?
You start with Joe.
Maybe Mikey, you can start.
Oh, you want me to start? Yeah. Let me just find.
Gotta get the first one.
yes, Bob. This is a nature question. Science, nature, whatever. Bob, what is the main energy source for the Earth? The main energy source for the Earth.
It just went dead silent.
I think I have it, but fuck. Like, these ones are tough because it's just like if you don't hit, like, it's going to be I think I have it.
Go ahead.
Repeat the question.
What is the main energy source for the Earth?
Sunlight.
Very good. The sun.
Right. Good
sun
job, Bobby.
Correct answer. Very good. Right. Very good.
Few
what were you talking. Thinking? Water?
Water came to my mind.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. You got it right. Leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it at that. Couple things came in. Let me take my answer, get it right, and get the fuck out of there.
All right, now you got to get out because Joe's going to shoot.
Yeah.
Right,
well, please.
By the way.
I'm fully out of the room, though, before
yeah,
you start.
Yeah. It's, by the way, this
people
is.
People have accused me of hearing it. I've never
that's fucking insane.
That's
man.
Preposterous. By the way, this is why you should be watching on YouTube so you can see.
Yes, he exits the room. The door's closed. I mean, unless he's got fucking.
So he can even see this. He's not going to know. So this week I'm asking Bob. Who is this? The answer is Stephen Hawking. Look at this brilliant, one of the brilliant minds of our generation. An absolute pioneer in the realm of science, physics, dude, exploration, the black hole theory. There, like, I think the percentage Bob gets this has got to be, what do you think, Michael? Less 20, than
20%? 20, no, I put it right at 20. Right at 20.
All right, Bob, we have a Pictionary here this week for the Ask Bob segment. I would like you to tell me who this brilliant philosopher, scientist, and one of the great minds. Well, one of the, maybe not philosopher, but one of the great minds of our generation.
Yeah, this can be a problem.
Who is this man, Bob?
Oh, I know that. He was in the Epstein files.
Was Stephen, he really?
He sure was.
Stephen Hawking.
Wow! Yeah. Bumpy boy!
Yeah.
See, like, I just thought there was no chance.
The only chance I thought was because I knew Bob was, he's up on the Epstein file stuff. That was the only way I thought he would. Yeah. Very good connection, Bob. Very good. Very good.
Wow. Yeah. 2 for 2. That is a massive bounce back.
Had the Epstein files never been a thing, maybe that changes some things. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah.
Do you know what Stephen Hawking was most well known for?
I don't know if it's movies or books.
No, I mean, like, his theories in science. Like, what was he trying to unearth? Like the discovery of what? Black holes. No. Black holes is what he was, like, trying to I think he created a theory.
I read a book that he wrote, and I fucking, bro, it was like,
it's insane.
It was impossible.
So, like, black holes could lead to, like, time travel, and
it was the theory of time. What the theory, bro, it's impossible. I tried to read it because I'm like, maybe I'll be a little smarter if I read this. No,
it's
not even. I felt so much dumber.
You know what? I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with black holes, but, like, time, one of my favorite movies of all time, Interstellar, is wild.
Oh, yeah, great movie.
I don't know how you stayed with that movie, by
me
the
neither.
Way.
That's a good movie.
One of them. I understand, but Mikey, this is a guy who normally, he's not sticking with it, like,
but it's got, like, action, though. It's an action. It's got some action.
What's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio we tried to get him to watch, which he just...
Shutter Island?
No, the one where it's like you have the dreams. What's it called? The one...
Inception?
Inception. Remember, Bob's like, I couldn't do it.
Movie everybody says is amazing, and it's just like Joe said, I haven't been able to stick with it, and I want to because they say you got to really focus. What's the one with the magician? It's like one of the
The Prestige.
Yeah, The Prestige.
So would I like that?
Movie. Oh, great it's movie. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, great Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Yep.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, tremendous.
Scarlett Johansson.
Tremendous.
I'll give you
movie.
Something, man, which is just fucking wild. I told Joe this week, it's a no-brainer. Netflix new documentary on Michael Jackson is
heard that fucking, now from multiple people.
Bro, my God. Because they have, like, footage of them going into Neverland and all of these kids that, you know, accused him of molesting them, you know, you see the things that they say added up. And, you know, these parents that let their kids sleep with them. Also, there's an HBO documentary that came out, which Michael Jackson's estate got banned. So, like, you can only see it in Japan. Like, it's kind of sick. Or while they don't have people, his music... Now, maybe if he was still living today, it would be different. But, like, his music is still so celebrated when, to me, it is so clear that he did these things. And it's disgusting. And
you got a guy like Macaulay Culkin who swears up and down on a stack of Bibles that he slept
exactly
there a million times
and
never did anything. There's too many people with too many platforms now that are able to put out all this misinformation.
Yeah, that is true. There's truth. Twitter is doing a better job of that, where sometimes they're able to flag stuff.
Yeah, Grok could fact check, like, pretty much everything on there. But again, like, do you believe that? That's
Twitter's a volatile space. It should be banned.
Love Twitter.
Should be banned.
Do you, Mikey?
I love it.
Because I do agree.
My second favorite app next to Instagram. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
See, I think for
Mikey, I've seen you begin.
TikTok's my woman.
TikTok. Mikey's been getting in there with all those rating videos and stuff.
I liked when Mikey does those.
The blind rankings?
Mikey.
The best is when he goes, good job, good job, Michael. Good list, Michael. Very good list, Michael.
Well, I'm severely in the clouds every time I do one.
But it's so funny. You'll be like, I tell you what, I got to tell you, I love this list. I love this. This is good list, Michael. Very good list, Michael.
I have one list. It was a clunker, man. Forget which one.
Well, if you miss up on one, it can just derail
it could derail you. Could derail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I love those. Those are so much
fun. They're
fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's get on into the top five. Mikey V, ladies and gentlemen, back to back weeks. He won the fart.
Did he win this one though? Because it's only been out for half a day.
Joe, he's won it by. He's at like 90%. He by a landslide.
Really?
I think Joe the Figs really fucked you last week because I saw a couple people. They were like, Joe had a chance until Figs.
I mean, but if you take off Figs, I got Brussels sprouts, cheese, cauliflower, and cabbage.
I got to call out Lambs. I think Lambs or EA banged me because not to say that this would have changed the list, but they put loaded burrito instead of wet burrito, and that's a big difference. Well,
I saw somebody say something about that. They were like, "Oh, yeah, yeah."
I mean, that's the wet between the loaded. A wet burrito is a total different ball game.
Wet burrito, wet fart.
Yeah, I'd like to see a hand up from production there because, you know, that's a killer. That's a killer.
Also, too, he could have gone chili cheese hot dogs.
Did I say chili cheese dogs?
Well, yeah, you said the loaded dogs, and they just put hot dogs.
Yeah, see, that's another thing out of production, man. What's up with production today?
Also, too, some of the pictures sometimes can, but again, I mean, at this point, what are we?
You know, it was tough with the back to back 1-2 I had with the beans and then the hard boiled egg picture. The hard boiled egg picture is disgusting.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
like,
it's good.
Like a hard boiled egg, but hard boiled egg is one of those foods, Bob, where I feel like you look at it and it's real and you smell it and it's really like something that takes you back a little.
But deviled eggs are delicious.
Yeah,
true. I don't think they're visually appealing.
I love hard-boiled eggs. Like after I work out, I'll have like a hard-boiled egg or two. I like the ones, the organic pre-bagged, cage-free mm-hmm. ones. Mm-hmm. I never fuck with the expiration date. Like if it gets to a couple days of the expiration, I'm out of there. You know what I mean?
There's a window?
Yeah. Like to me, it expires before it expires.
Like 48 hours or 72 hours? Yeah, like let's say something, more. Let's say the egg expires, let's say... Doesn't expire, but let's say best by June 10th. What's the latest date you're going to eat that?
You'd be tough pressed to see me eating it on the 7th.
What? That is so insane.
Yeah, for the hard-boiled eggs, I don't like.
Bob, you're hard-boiling them. Like you're getting.
Bob's got to get them as soon as they come out of the chicken's ass. He's got to hard-boil
them. Oh, yeah. Go. We'll pay $7 delivery from the ass, ass to table. Ass far fresh, ass to table, $7. Now, I would agree with you on dairy, like milk or like, you know, yogurt or cottage cheese or stuff like that, that I could see, or even sour cream.
Oh, yeah, sour cream. Yeah,
sour cream, dog.
Yeah.
I could get a little funky.
Yogurt.
Yeah, dairy in general, I think.
Dairy in general, could get funky.
You got to be mentally cognizant of it. But, I mean, the egg.
No, something about those hard-boiled eggs, though, man. It's just got a thing to it.
It does, dude.
But wait, are you buying them pre-hard-boiled?
Yeah.
You don't hard-boil it yourself?
No. Mike, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what he's talking about. They do sell them like that.
I didn't even know they did.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah,
they do.
They're great. Yeah,
they
I get the organic, the zipped up.
Do you really think Bob's standing at home hard boiling a fucking egg, dude? Too. Like, come
but
on,
Bob,
man.
But Bob used to cook. He was a pretty good cook back in the day.
He's a grill guy. He used to grill.
He had that Betty Crocker pink kitchen, and it was like he was in there slinging fucking stir fries and stuff. Like, you were solid.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah. All right. Well, look, Mikey V, back-to-back week. So maybe the V-man is making a charge. I came in second and the D-man 3. But this week's top five
is
going to be another EA's cooking. That's why, you know, the World Cup thing, it would be nice to pay tribute to the World Cup. But, like, we're rolling with these top fives.
Could still do it. I mean, the tournament's a month long. We could still do it at some point.
True. Yeah, EA's been cooking on that end. So it's going to be top five worst sounds. Top five worst sounds. Michael, where would you like to go?
You know what? I thought about this. I think I'm going to go three. I think I'm going to go three today. Yeah.
Was the D-man number two?
But I'm going to go.
I thought I was number two. No?
No, I think I was.
Whoa. Let's make sure here. This is a huge development. Oh shit! I passed by it.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
So who was B? B was the loaded burrito. Fuck. Where would you like to pick, Bob?
I'm gonna go one. Top five worst sounds.
Go ahead, Bob.
At one, give me the alarm clock.
Great one, Bob.
Thank you.
Alarm clock at one. Okay. I'm gonna do. I'm going to do, oh, this is tough. Chewing with your mouth open. Someone who chews with their mouth open. Disgusting.
The later half of this, I'm not.
I'm going to say, sorry, Bob.
No, I was going to say, I don't have a lot of depth.
That's why I was like, I got to get a strong 1-2. Because after this first round, it's going to, I think even after the first, second round, it's going to get a little tough.
I got a bunch. Yeah.
I'm going to take the fire or smoke detector alarm.
Yeah,
fire like smoke that. Detector alarm.
Oh,
and then
man.
On the wraparound, I'm going to take middle of the night baby cry. One of the worst.
That's
one of the worst things will make your skin crawl as a parent. So fire smoke alarm 1, and then the baby crying, middle of the night baby crying 2.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Snoring.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Robert with a back to back.
Why is he all giddy over
here? Because you snore. That's why he's giddy.
Do you remember that video I have of the most insane snore that you have ever heard in your lifetime?
Who was it?
Oh, it would take me a while to get back there, but boy, is it worth the fine. Okay. Dentist cleaning tools.
Yeah, that's a good one. The old dentist girl.
And then, give me vomiting.
Yeah, that's great really one. Good.
I'm that's it, though, bro. I have that, and then I'm done.
I'll go buzzing like a fly or a mosquito.
Insect buzz.
Yeah.
I'll go nails on the chalkboard.
And then you got another one, Michael.
Yeah. Chewing Joe got, vomiting Bob got. I like that one. I'm going to take sirens.
Yeah, I had that.
I hate sirens.
I have one.
Hang on.
Teeth scraping on a fork.
Oh man, that gets me. Oh yeah, that gets me.
Isn't that a bad one?
Oh, I hate that really gets me. Oh,
the teeth scraping on a fork. I don't know how Lamb's gonna draw that picture. Probably a fork in someone's mouth. I don't know. Bob's got back to back.
Yeah, this is gonna be tough, man. I don't even this is gonna be tough now.
How about a 4 call when you call 4?
Sure.
It's kind of weak. And then, Jesus, bro. I'm done. I mean, I just got nothing. It's a good top 5.
It is.
You know, I just have nothing. And then, Mikey, you took nails on a chalkboard. Oh, all right. Give me a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go like squeaky brakes when your brakes are shot, then you try to pump the brakes and they got that, like that. Oh, that's the brutal. Fucking
the fork with the oof.
You don't like that one, AD?
No. Oh.
Ah.
Michael, you got the last pick, the Mr. Irrelevant to picks.
Yeah, I'm going to take this is like a throwback one. I don't know if you guys remember this, but do you remember on like TV or on the radio when they would do the emergency broadcast service?
That's
great. I'm going to do the emergency broadcast service.
Oh, you know what's another good one is the Amber Alerts.
Yeah.
On the phone?
Yeah.
There's another one I had was air horns, screaming. We said sirens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dripping faucets.
Balloon pop. Yeah. Does that bother anybody? When like a balloon pops out of nowhere, I hate that. Yeah. Very startling.
Dude, I'll never understand it. A guy, it's almost every flight that I go on. I'll never understand the people that are on a full blown like conference call on the plane that just are not even like trying to lower their voice. Like they're up there and they're just. They're having a full-blown conversation. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's so rude to everybody else. Yeah. It, all right.
Read the list, Michael?
Mikey, let's read those off there, pal.
Bob with the one pick. Alarm clock, dentist cleaning tools, vomiting, four-call, vacuum cleaner. Joe's got chewing with your mouth open, snoring, insect buzzes, teeth scraping on a fork, and squeaky brakes. I took fire / smoke alarm, middle of the night baby crying, nails on the chalkboard, sirens, and then emergency broadcast system on the radio or TV.
Michael may go three straight.
No, Joe's got a good
list. Let me hear the D-man's list again.
Chewing with your mouth open, snoring, insect buzzing, teeth scraping on the fork. I know. I'm trying to think. To me, that's like the feeling gives me the fucking chills. I'm trying to think of what the sound. Noise sounds like. And then squeaky. I thought brakes could have went early. I think that was like a mid-round pick. I actually, for the last round, I think that's
all right. So, yeah, maybe D-Man can
we'll
take
see.
It.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah. See. I watch a lot of mukbangers, so I'm very familiar with the teeth on the fork.
Moody guys.
We gotta get him, dude.
Nah, he's done.
He ain't coming. All right. Well, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you, appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Please make sure you hit that like, comment, subscribe button.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.